Hey, this is BPI's Senior Technical Editor with an audio abstract for the February issue. This month's special report, The Path to Vaccine Profitability, Robust Supply Chains Could Help Pave the Way, comes to us from four authors at Ernst & Young. And the online version also includes my conference report titled Vaccine Development and Production, Disease and Pandemic Research, Discovery, and Innovation. Once considered a commodity market, the vaccine industry now includes blockbuster and mega blockbuster products. Optimism over new candidates has led to expectations of healthy growth. Economists at the World Health Organization report that since 2000, the vaccine market has been growing at 10 to 15% annually, compared with 5 to 7% growth in other pharmaceutical segments. This market should continue to grow at 8% or better through 2018 and reach nearly $100 billion U.S. dollars in value by 2025. That implies some significant bottom line potential. But vaccine companies need to develop a disciplined decision support framework that helps them assess both clinical parameters and economic considerations. Here, the authors evaluate how companies can develop effective and consistent approaches to R&D, commercial, manufacturing, and supply chain strategy. That's The Path to Vaccine Profitability, Robust Supply Chains Could Help Pave the Way by Antoinette Lagawi, Sudeep Suman, Jamie Hinchlian, and Kevin Chen. And check out my vaccine report online. On the 8th and 9th of December 2014 in Boston, Massachusetts, our colleagues at IBC Life Sciences presented their first Vaccine Development and Production Summit. Topics covered include vaccine cold case programs, adjuvants and conjugates, emerging diseases, technical innovations, and next-generation vaccines. Presentations highlighted the challenges and successes of developers advancing innovations to combat infectious and other diseases by harnessing the power of the human immune system. For my report, I elaborate on some common themes and provide details from a number of presentations along with other references. So check out this month's special report, and don't miss my online special content for it, too. I'm Cheryl Scott, BPI's Senior Technical Editor. Thanks for tuning in.